Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I'm Raquel.
And I am Becky.
And today we're doing The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 9, Episode 17, Reunion Part 2.
Woo! I'm ready. Woo-hoo. I'm ready for it to be over, Raquel.
Oh my God, it's a lot.
It is a lot, and I honestly feel like this is going to be a quick show because it has to be, or like Jackie said, I'm losing brain cells.
Totally.
If I keep talking about this conversation that's never ending.
But what will give us brain cells?
What will?
If people subscribe, rate, and review.
Talk to us, people. Let us know you're out there. Give us your thoughts. How can we improve? Let us know what you love.
Let us know what you hate, which we will take. I know we're not everyone's cup of tea.
Which we'll ignore.
Yeah. You know, but please do it.
We don't really care, but just still tell us. Just talk to us.
Just talk to us. All right, so let's get into it. We pick up with, you fucking cold-hearted bitch!
I know. Teresa is just, you know, told Jackie, I'm a New York best-selling author, and you're a blogger. And Jackie had said, you didn't write your book. You had a ghostwriter. I was in jail.
How does that even...
When I wrote my book.
Yeah.
Apparently she wrote a book when she was in jail.
Oh, I see what she was saying. Because, what does your being in jail not have anything to do with a ghostwriter? I guess she's insinuating that, like, if I'm writing my book in jail, it's not got a ghostwriter that was
Raquel,
doing time with
you
me.
You do not speak Teresa's language, obviously.
Well, yes, that's one thing. When I don't speak her language. You mean this? That was the best exchange in Housewives history. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, 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 yep.
Woo! It was exhausting.
Oh my God. But there is a point where Teresa grabs the cards from Andy's hand, attempts to throw them.
Right.
Andy got good on you with those reflexes, man. Grabs them right back.
He does. He grabs them out of her hand. And Jackie says, are you going to throw something at me, Teresa? Really? Aren't you on parole?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm going to go old school. Snap.
And this is where Teresa says, white trash, bitch. And Jackie's like, I'm white trash. Which Teresa's response makes zero sense to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're only going to touch on a few of these because it can only take so much.
Right.
Yes, my husband is in jail right now. Because you're disgusting. You were stalking me from day one. It's like, oh.
Wait, her husband is in jail, but Jackie's the white trash?
Yeah, yeah.
Generally, I mean, I didn't write the rule book on white trash, but I probably could. But,
you could.
I want to be like, it would be ecru trash because I'm half brown. If your husband's in jail, I would say that might be the trash year. I don't know. I'm not going to throw labels.
Yes.
And all right.
Jackie's like, you're obsessed with me. All you do is come after me. They go back and forth.
It was exhausting. And then Jackie, finally we get a break in the yap. And Jackie is asked about the article.
Yeah. Andy reads a viewer comment. What planet are you living on, Jackie? Did you really think it was okay to write a nasty article after someone invites you into their home?
This is the best thing Jennifer's heard all day. She's like, oh, thank
you. About me.
It's about me. It's my storyline. I have nothing else.
Yes.
Jackie really only cops to saying that maybe she should have given Jennifer a heads up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, otherwise.
It's kind of like, it wasn't a nasty article. Yeah. Nobody's saying it was except for Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And even Bill, Jennifer's husband, was like, yeah, whatever.
Take a lesson from eyebrows. Ugh.
Exactly. Okay, so moving on. Andy reads another viewer comment. Teresa, why is it okay for Dolores to speak out for you, but it's not okay for Jackie to speak out for Melissa? And Dolores, I wasn't speaking out for Teresa. I was trying to explain the situation.
Because she talks Teresa's language.
Yes, that's what Teresa says. Explain my language. You know, this is where they start saying, we meant use the word persuade.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is where they say, Teresa's like, yeah, that's right. The whole thing is about, are you able to control your husband? She knew when I said control, I wasn't talking about control.
Right.
Which is, totally makes sense to me. Becky, I would like a sandwich. And when I say I'd like a sandwich, you know I don't want a sandwich. I mean, it's ridiculous. No, and then it she is. Goes, you know, you're trying to persuade. And Andy, persuade? It doesn't even connect. And Teresa said, yeah, like, yeah, persuade. Oh, man.
Whatever. All right, so we move on, and there is a parent montage. Marge Sr. getting a rejuvenation.
Right.
Jackie's mom getting a makeover. Dolores teaching her mom about eating well. Giovanni. With Jennifer's mom. Pedicures and shots with quick, Nono.
Yeah, before that, Jackie does clear up her whole what happened with her parents.
Okay.
Yeah, she
What's
does.
So bad?
quit rushing me, man. No, she says that she's just clearing up her parents. Her dad was in...
He never went to jail.
He was in a halfway house for 6 months. He had home arrest for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Her mom had house arrest for 6 months. But they absolutely demanded that they don't be on house arrest at the same time because nobody wanted them to go to jail for life for murder because that's what they would have done.
Well, and I understand that also from a logistics standpoint. Like, who's going to run out and go to the grocery store?
Oh,
like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
like,
so true.
Can we... Yeah. I mean, I do think it'd be... My husband would be like, dude, I would do anything to be on house arrest with my wife for 6 months. Or by myself. Like, I'm not allowed to leave the house.
Yeah.
He's in.
Yeah.
Me, it'd be a little harder because I'm more social.
Mm-hmm.
But I get like, all right, I could do it. You could go in the backyard. You can see the sun, right?
Yeah, I think there's like a 60-foot...
Right,
yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they don't like, it's not like in right. a tower. Like,
but I could understand, like, stacking it because it's like, oh, you want to go to your daughter's recital.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever family function or someone needs to run to the grocery store or run to the bank or whatever.
It would also depend on how big the house is.
I guess.
Like, I couldn't. I guess my house is maybe, because there's only two of us, maybe
I mean,
big
Raquel,
enough.
So you and Dave are up for being on house arrest. Uh-huh. You're like, if my house was 300 square feet bigger, yes, we could do it at the same time, but otherwise, no, we're not up for that.
Well, no, there is actually enough room where he could go into his, like, music room, and I could go into our bedroom, and we would be far enough away where...
Regardless of house arrest, either your house is big enough or it's not, Raquel.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Right?
Yeah. No, I judge everything by house arrest. Like, you know, I'm going to buy this cereal. If I were on house arrest and I couldn't get out and get more cereal, would I be happy with these Apple Jacks right now? I don't know. I might want the Captain Crunch. All right. So anyway, yes, we do have the parents montage. We see all the back stuff. And then what we learn after the montage is that Jackie's mom has not kept up her look with 1 inch.
I know, but okay, let me ask you this. Hmm. Is anybody surprised?
No.
No. She never, like, spent time on that before effort. She probably doesn't know how to.
Exactly.
She doesn't know how to, you
but
guys.
She probably doesn't really care or want
no,
to.
No, obviously she doesn't care.
Yeah.
So nobody expected her to keep up. We also learned that Jackie's mom makes and eats cookies for breakfast.
No, Dolores' mom.
Dolores' mom. Mm-hmm. Which I was just like, wow.
Well, we also learned that Marge Sr. has tried out her rejuvenation.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of amazing. Good for you, Marge Sr.
Yeah, go get it. Go get her.
And the other thing that was kind of startling, I think, to everyone except for Jennifer, was that her mom is only okay with her as a, you know, she's only successful as a daughter and a person because her mom is okay with who she married.
Exactly. That's now that, since you married like, somebody I like.
Well, and who can provide this lifestyle that, you know, this future.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. Talk about unconditional love.
Dude, it's pretty sad. Like, I think everyone in that room and all the viewers realized it, and poor Jennifer, she's just like happy to be good friends with her mom. It's really sad.
It's and is she though? Is she or because we see now she treats her mom kind of like a maid. I think she still has resentment.
Oh yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know what? I don't even care.
All right.
Jennifer's asked what her community thinks about her participation.
Yes.
Now this is a good question. Whoever asked that question is a really
no. I like it. Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. And then. Jennifer goes on to contradict everything we've seen this season.
What did she say?
She's like, well, you were very private.
Right.
Nope. No, you're not. we don't like to tell how much we spend on things.
Or where we got things.
Or where we got things.
And that's all she says. She's like, this is what we're private about. Where we get things or how much we spend on them.
And you're not even private about that. Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
It's so surface level. It's like, yeah, I mean, they thought it was odd that I was exposing my kids to this. And, you know, before they're old enough to realize how they're being seen on TV. Like, none of that. None of that. It's all like where I purchase things and how much I spend on it.
Right.
Wow.
And Marge has a particularly nice eye roll. That. And then I love Andy. He, like, Andy says Jennifer that she brought her, quote, unapologetically gaudy flair.
Oh, my God. Well, Marge describes her house as Liberace.
Liberace, yeah.
I know. It's just like, oh, my God. And I am shocked. I am shocked that humongous house. She went to China and only spent $40,000.
I wrote that too.
$40,000?
That's
nothing.
Not a lot. I mean, that's a huge house. It seems really cheap to me.
No, it's like Raquel and our. No, that is nothing. That is nothing. That's some cheap crap. I mean, she's cut out the middleman. I get that, but still.
I mean, I don't know.
That stuff's gonna look terrible.
Oh, it probably looks terrible now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get anything. I mean, when we had to furnish our house.
I would expect $400,000.
Oh, me too.
$400,000 for her to furnish that house.
Like, we went really cheap when we furnished our house that we moved into last year.
Right, right.
And I'm telling cheap. Like, and it's not well-made, great furniture. And it was a lot. It was not a lot of money, but it was certainly.
Yeah, you're like, there's no way you can furnish that, her house.
There's no way.
No. I know. It's
shocking. She's totally lying. But we are kind of going over, we're speeding through the fact that.
What are we speeding through?
Andy's asked her if she's pooped in all 16 bathrooms.
Oh, I didn't even write that down. I'm just like, whatever.
I just love that Andy's like getting these little jabs in and she doesn't even realize it. She's
no,
so dumb.
Totally.
And then Marge describes it as Liberace and then she totally disses Jennifer. She's like, well, because Jennifer says, well, there's not.
I don't live in garment racks.
In garment racks. And Marge is like, well, right, my house is under construction. We did spend the same amount of money on our houses. Mine's in a way better location. You live in, wait, where's Paramus again?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Marge is like, I live in the city and you live far out in the suburbs.
Next
like,
to the highway.
Of course, your house is like cheaper to build like a montage.
She's
to, like,
just your... the worst.
No, it's pretty ridiculous.
And then still on Jennifer a little bit. She describes, this will never leave I'm hysterically deaf after her describing dry humping with eyebrows. Oh my God.
I know, it's like, I mean, there's sometimes where she's like, I don't want to disrespect my husband, I don't want to talk about it. And then there's sometimes it's like, why are you talking about this, Jennifer?
Just stop talking altogether. Just stop it. And then she goes on to say, dancing with a cowboy.
No, I wrote this down too.
What if they get a hard-on?
She says, I don't want them in my personal space. They're prickly bodies. What if they get a hard-on and their slong is there? It's just like.
So she said, chances are they're enjoying it more than she is.
Yeah.
Okay, newsflash. You're disgusting. You couldn't give a lifer in Rikers a hard-on. You're so fucking gross. Like. Dude, you are a boner killer if I've ever seen one.
It's ridiculous. Let's move on.
Okay. Sorry.
So we go to Teresa, and there's a little review of Teresa this season.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
When she was at her bikini fitness contest.
Oh, Teresa,
That one pose she does with her butt.
Oh, I mean, sticking it out there. I mean, because we see this in this next scene.
That's what made me think of it.
Well, and apparently that's the pose to do in that competition.
That's horrible. It's looks like she's trying to poo.
I know. It's like, let me stick it out there. I'm accepting invitations. You know, it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
It was awkward.
So, yeah, we re-see this pose. And Andy said, did you always have that ass? Because it looked, and Teresa chimes in, I've always had a good ass. It used to be a better ass, but now I have to work at it. And Andy's like, oh, better than what we saw in that bikini? And she's like, yeah, when I was younger, it was a slamming ass. Ask everyone in high school. And Andy has this, like, look of shock. Like, what? Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
And everybody's kind of like, what? Okay.
He goes on to ask Teresa about the tabloid stories that he's been
What do you think about that, Raquel?
I think that she denies and deflects. Like she always does.
So you think there was something? Well, she kind of goes a bit far because she says she denies it all, and she's like,
"Thinks the lady doth protest too much."
Yeah, she says a lot of people were touching me. Some girl wanted to make out with me, and I just said, "Not right now, later." It's like whatever, Teresa.
Yeah, she really was going. I mean, there's like she would ever tell the truth about what's going on. Right. She would never. She has her party line of, "I love Joe. I love Joe."
Right,
and it's like.
Right. Well, and she would never do that to her kids. Like,
yeah, openly, that's probably more than openly.
All right. So then we move on to Melissa. Her store Envy. Mm-hmm. God, that's the worst name for a store. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
It is.
So pretentious.
It totally is.
But Envy comes up, and Teresa's like, "I was just there the other day. I bought Gabrielle almost $700 in bathing suits. $700 in bathing suits for one child?
What the?" And she's like, for Gabrielle?
Gabriella.
Yeah. She's like the third youngest, right?
Yeah, yeah, she's the third.
So for the one that's younger than Melania, she spent almost $700 on swimsuits?
Yes. I mean, they live in a different tax bracket than us.
Okay? Yeah, and they went to jail for it.
And then she says, "Then I went back to return something, and I spent another $500." And Andy asked, "Does everyone in the room get a discount at Envy?" Mm-hmm. And they're like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Marge says, "A very generous discount."
Yeah.
To which Teresa replies,
"Oh, more than me?"
Ugh. She has really left that namaste behind, hasn't she?
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Melissa's sister search comes up, and they talk a little bit about it. Whatever, we're bored by it.
No news.
But then Andy goes on to ask Teresa, "What's your reaction to Melissa searching for her sister?" To which Teresa replies, "She has a sister right here." And Melissa,
here we go into bizarro land.
Yeah, she knows where Teresa's getting it. And she's like, "Wait a second, you take offense that I was looking for a sister?" And she says, "No, I'm saying you have a sister-in-law that you should treat more like a sister that you don't."
I mean, what the?
I know. Teresa's like, "No, you should be on this side of the couch."
Yeah.
Not on that side.
And we all know, like everyone who watches Housewives knows that the seats are assigned.
Well, they are. And I do understand what Teresa's getting at. She's like, what she's getting at is throughout the season, this is the side you've been on, and that's why they placed you on that couch.
So why shouldn't Teresa be on Melissa's side?
For right? Raquel? Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about reason.
I know.
And so they go back and forth, and Teresa says, "When Jackie went against me instead of sticking up for me," and Melissa chimes in, "When Dolores went against me instead of sticking up for me," and this is when Teresa says, "Dolores has been around for 20 years.
Like, that makes a difference.
It does. And that's what Melissa says. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And Dolores is like, "I wasn't going against you. I was trying to help you understand what she was saying."
Again, she speaks Teresa's language.
She does. This one, Melissa's like, "No wonder I'm searching for another sister." Mm-hmm. And this is when Andy chimes in. He's mm-hmm. like, "Teresa, I thought you were being sweet to Melissa. Then you took a left turn and swatted her."
Yeah.
And Teresa says, "I love you more than anything. You're my sister-in-law."
No, you don't.
I know. That's what Melissa's basically saying. Mm-hmm. And Teresa's like, "I mean, I don't feel it." Exactly. We both don't feel it.
Wait.
Okay. Yeah. So we should feel it. That's why you should be on this side of the couch and not on that side of the couch. Ah! I can't take it anymore.
I know. It's too much. It's too much. They're just sniping back and forth at each other. Teresa won't let it go. It still continues. Andy makes a comment about the F word being 40.
Oh, my God.
And Teresa, we can't curse anymore. I mean, it's so stupid.
No, it's ridiculous. I didn't even write that down because I'm just like, whatever.
Okay, so we bring out
Joe Gorga, finally.
Joey Gorga, lightness
bless
in
his
our
heart.
Right?
Bless his heart.
Now, Andy asked Joe if he had deja vu from the old wounds that he and Melissa have had with Teresa mm-hmm. and his parents. And Joe says straight up that, yeah, but I think it was Juicy Joe who caused all these problems.
Right. Yes. Andy had asked, "Do you think it Teresa was like having Joe
Juicy Joe
like do all this?" And he's like, "No, I think it was all Joe." And this is the best part of this show, this particular episode. And he's like, was it Juicy Joe or was it Teresa, like, giving you a hard time? Like, coming between you and your father. She's like, no, that was all Joe. He was hanging around a lot more, and he did spend a lot more time with my father. He had a lot more time. I was trying to build my life. I don't want to say this in a negative way, but look at him and look at me. I was out working, busting my ass, trying to build a life, and he was out playing, enjoying himself. You understand what I'm saying? Or you don't get it.
I mean, it's so... He is such a disgusting pig, Joe Giudice. Poor Joe Gorga, because for whatever reason, their parents embraced this piece of shit.
Well, they kind of have to. He's like the father of their four granddaughters. And
but at the expense of their own son.
Like, well, yes, that's true. I mean, that's a whole nother thing. These parents obviously have these high expectations of how much, like, they want this particular thing, and Joe Giudice was given it to them.
I mean, it's just...
No, it's weird. It's so weird. Gross. It's weird. And, you know, also, I've got to say that these families, you know, Joe and Teresa are both explosive, and that's what they're used to. Like, to me and you, like, if your family had this explosive fight, it might be the end. But to them, it's like a normal, like, Friday night kind of argument. And Saturday morning, they're all at the soccer game and nobody thinks
a thing about it. That's true. And Melissa does actually explain that Nona complains to Joe and Melissa about Teresa. You know, of course, Teresa doesn't
have anything.
Like,
why don't you just have Joe spend more time with your dad and, like, be the end of it? And she says, no one... not in this room, crew, whatever, spends more time with their parents than Joe or Teresa. But I do want to go back to what, I mean, it was just so funny, Joe Gorga, like, because, you know, going back to, like, him trying to explain where the issue was with the difference between
Joe
time to play, to hang with his dad and him. He was like, you know, he was hanging out. He had a different life. I busted my ass the hard way. Do you understand, Andy? And Andy's like, I think you're being clear, Joe Gorga. You meant you were a legitimate businessman.
Right.
And you're not going to end up in jail like your brother-in-law.
Oh, it totally was like, let me see. How can I say this without saying this? I actually had a job. He didn't. He fucked around with a bunch of illegal shit. He was probably cheating on my sister. And now he's in jail after he made her go to jail. So I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying here, Andy.
Poor Therese is like eye rolling.
Totally eye rolling.
Is he really spelling this out?
Yeah. And then, of course, Joe Gorga, who cannot let us down, has to bring up a vibrator.
Oh my
gosh.
Sister. Are you using that thing in your bedside table?
No.
But he does. He breaks the ice between Melissa. He's so good at, like, breaking, like, down. Like, they're both pissed, and then they end up just laughing at him. And
yeah, he's so good at that. Yeah, they go back and forth, about whether a wife can control her husband. Same argument, nothing new here. Except that fucking... monkey asshole lips pipes in how eyebrows canceled his surgery.
Oh, I didn't even write that down. I'm just like, whatever. You don't know what they're talking. Like, well, she's piped in all day.
I know.
This whole thing is just like, I'm relevant. Listen to me. I know. I have something to say.
I know. And it's like, no, you're not. And she's just kind of trying to brag that her husband. It's like, what, did you just get the fucking schedule yesterday? Shut up. But I love it because Joe Gorga is just like, nope. Like, shut your shit down, you dumb broad.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So when Melissa was talking, I'm going back just a second. Melissa was saying, like, Joe and Teresa spend way more time with their parents. Like, she also said, Nono complains to us about Teresa even. And Teresa's response was like, I have to work. I'm providing for my family. It's just me. Which... it's like, okay, like, how's that different than Joe Gorga providing for his family? But then she says, thank God for my children, and thank God for me.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. She's like, thank God for my children, and thank God for me.
Oh, I love it. God, they're so delusional.
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
This is where Teresa does say, you know, when I say control, I didn't mean control. That's literally a quote. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean control.
Mm-hmm. No, she for sure does. Because Andy says to Joe, do you think that a woman control her husband? And this is when Joe's like, look,
mm-hmm.
all day long, I'll do whatever for my wife.
Yeah, he goes into a little bit too much detail.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And Marge chimes in. She's like, look, you, talking to Teresa, and Joe, your brother, are both hotheads. He has a bad temper. You have a bad temper. Like, it's, do you guys not see what we're dealing with here?
Right, right, right. Like, wake up already.
Right, right. And so Teresa's like, listen, Melissa, if you want something for my brother, you know how to get it, right, honey? It's not about control. That's when I said to you, control, you knew exactly what I was talking about. You knew I didn't mean control. You know what I mean, Melissa. You know what I mean. You know my language. And then she points to Jennifer. She's like, she knows my language, and I've only met her not long ago. And then she goes to Andy. Andy, you know my language. Andy's like, sometimes I do.
And Teresa's like, see, he knows my language.
Yeah,
totally.
She's like thank you. Yeah, you do. You know. Oh, my God.
She is completely, at this point, turned into the old Teresa.
Yes.
Like, it was like watching a parole. No, that's a bad. I was gonna say parolee, but she is one. It's like watching an alcoholic who's been clean and sober for a year and a half
get back on the wagon.
Like hardcore. Like I'm gonna drink all the whiskeys.
This is the thing. I kind of like was thinking about this, and so Teresa has been living this life for like over 3 years, where Joe's away,
right.
She's found her way, mm-hmm. She's found her spot, and Joe's about to come back, or not.
Oh.
You know, and I'm just thinking, like, she's like, okay, how is this going to work? How's it not going to work? Do I want him to come back? Do I not? I'm really pissed at him. Is he going to be sent to Italy, not allowed in the U.S.? What's that going to do to my children? I think it's because time's running out for her. She found her spot for that much
right.
time. She got comfortable, and now things are about to blow up for her again.
You know what? That's sad, then. Because
no, it's super
like,
sad.
If this piece of shit, and I truly...
It's sad for those kids.
I can't, I don't know anyone outside of those children that think that Joe, Juicy Joe Giudice, is a good person. He's clearly the biggest scum piece of shit on the planet
sure.
that anyone has ever seen.
Sure.
And he makes Teresa, it's totally that old thing. If you, in a relationship, in a mm-hmm. marriage, don't bring out the best in your spouse,
right,
and you bring out the worst in your spouse,
mm-hmm.
cut it. Cut it off. And I think Joe brings out everything bad about Teresa.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I mean, I can't wait. We've got like a couple of weeks until he's released, and
it'll be curious.
It's gonna be wild to see what happens.
But in the middle of all this, Melissa finally comes out and just says to Teresa, "You don't like Jackie because Jackie likes me."
Right.
And then she goes on to say, "You're the worst sister-in-law." Like it's all out there. It's all season one again or whatever.
For sure.
Three. Teresa. There's no arguing with her. She'll have none of it. And think, finally, just to put an end to it, Gorga steps in and basically is like, we're family. Cut this shit out.
Sure.
Cut it out. Melissa says that the relationship will never be what she would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa says Melissa treats her the way she would like to be treated. It's mm-hmm. like, what the hell are you talking about? Finally, Gorga's just like, stick a fucking knife in my eye.
I know. He, bless his heart, he interjects, and you can tell, even Melissa says, I feel bad for him, because he's just like, I just want y'all to get along.
He does, because mm-hmm. he's always going to be put in the middle.
Mm-hmm. No,
and
for
then,
sure.
So we have all this, you know, strife between these, nothing new, things we've seen for years, I hate that
right.
Teresa's turned back, and then Andy tries to lighten it up, but it completely grossed me up, because...
What were you doing?
He's like... You know, this fever says that the tension between you...
Oh, gosh. It's sexual.
It's sexual. And it's just like, have you had sex? Because there's nothing...
Nobody's buying it. Nobody has a response. They're just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like they... hate each other. There's no sexual tension between these two. I wish there were, because then at least I wouldn't be left feeling so badly.
I know,
after
right?
they scream at each other so much.
No, for sure, for sure. But, yes, Andy said to Teresa, do you just tolerate her? And Teresa's like, listen, I don't feel like she's all lovey-dovey with me either, so the way she treats me is the way I treat her. And Andy says, would you pick each other's friends? Teresa's kind of like, I mean, we might. And Melissa says, it doesn't seem like we would choose each other's friends. I mean, what do you want to, do you want to go to lunch? And this is when Joe again chimes in. He's like, yeah, you would choose each other's friends. They're just talking shit right now. Shut up, the both of you. They love each other. They do. Which I can, I mean.
I think it's sweet that he is just trying to fix it.
I get it. And I get, like, I don't know how long they've been related. You know, probably almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And they've been through a lot. And they have, they both have children who the other person really does adore and connect with.
Yeah.
And so I do think that there's this, there's these good times and there's these love, but it's just their personalities clash for whatever reason. I mean, it's mostly Teresa because she's crazy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and she's unhappy. I had a sister-in-law back in the day that there was just no way that we...
Right.
We are not compatible.
Right.
She is everything that I'm not.
Right.
On every level, and I won't go into the details, but it's like politically, you know, as far as her... tolerance level mm-hmm. of people. She's just whatever. And we had to spend a lot of time together because our husbands were brothers and they were in the same band and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And it was torture for me.
Yeah.
Every second of being with this person was fucking torture.
Ugh.
And it was, I couldn't, thank God they split up.
Yeah.
But it was, it's really hard to be in that role.
I can only imagine.
It really is.
Yeah, because it's like, it's family, and you don't want to kill that or, like, be the issue in that.
Right.
So you do everything you can. But,
yeah.
But sometimes the other person is
it's just
like,
so bad.
Psycho.
So bad. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so they get to Joe's deportation. Mm-hmm. Deportation. I'm sorry.
Deportation.
Deportation.
That should be a word. I don't know what it would mean, but it should be a word. So they show kind of a Teresa and Juicy Joe legal montage.
I know, which is really hard to watch. The other thing we learned was that Teresa only goes once a month, and her kids go twice a month because Joe's mother or sister will bring them.
I would bet.
Which is very telling.
It's super telling, and I would even go as far as to say, I bet she doesn't even go once a month.
Really?
Because I remember in earlier seasons or other interviews where she's like, no, I haven't been in a while.
Yeah.
So I think that she's, again.
If she goes once a month, it's because her girls are like, I want to go see my dad.
Yes.
And so she takes them.
Yeah. But during the montage, I was struck again by Joe. So Teresa gets home.
Yes.
From prison. She's been
gone
for.
He's still an ass, right?
Oh, he's such an asshole.
And he's overweight and puffy, like
he looks
too much.
Like
he
a
looks
big
terrible.
Pig. She comes in. She's like, I'm home. And he's like, welcome home.
Yeah.
Really? You just sent your wife away.
Yeah.
For.
He's not screaming for the girls.
No.
Oh my God, your mom's home.
No, no. Or even to her, like, oh my God, like a big hug.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Yeah.
He's so disgusting.
Yeah.
He's such
Our
a pig.
Our kids are crazy. Our kids are crazy.
Oh,
They're
my
terrible.
God. I despise him.
Well, and, you know, watching back, I really am anxious to see the transformation in him. Because apparently, physically, there's a transformation. Because he hasn't been drinking. And he's probably been taking care of himself physically.
What
so
else?
He's lost
yeah.
a lot of weight. And I would like to see that. And emotionally, you know, when Teresa first came out, we saw a different Teresa.
We did.
And so I'm curious to see if there is, like, a significant change.
And for, I hope there is, but I honestly don't think that Joe Giudice is smart enough. Like, I think that when you're at that level of intelligence, I think his intelligence is very, very low.
Okay.
And I don't know that he's even capable
right.
of learning how to be a better person. I think that this is what, he's the worst, he's mean and he's stupid.
Right.
And that's the worst thing
it,
to be.
It really is sad, though, that people get caught up in this legal stuff. And
yeah.
it's just like, you're not smart enough to realize this could happen. I mean, that's not what stops me from doing that kind of illegal stuff, because I do realize the consequences.
Right.
It's more like because I'm like, oh, that's not right.
Well, let me add one more thing in here.
And I guess that doesn't take intelligence.
Right. Well, no, it's he's not very smart. He's mean, and he's also got some weird narcissism going on about him, where he doesn't get
so.
That
right.
he's, you know,
right.
it's like he thinks no, he's the king shit of fuck mountain, and it's like, oh man, you are such a piece of, like, everyone who thinks that way is generally just a piece of shit.
Right.
No, so, totally. But one quick thing that I did love, when Teresa did come home and the girls coming up
Aww,
to her, that was really heart,
no.
that touched, that was very heart-wrenching.
No,
heart.
It, I know. This the girls make all the difference in this whole situation.
They really do. And I mean, you know, it was so lovely to see them run up to her. And Teresa's like true, genuine happiness of seeing her girls.
Yeah.
No, all right. Absolutely. So we end that little montage. Gorga is tearing up because he's Joey Gorga and we love him. So is Teresa. And Teresa actually admits that she is angry.
No, she does. She's like, you know, says, like, of course I'm angry. I lost my mom. He took that away from me. And she's like, and I throw it in his face when I'm angry at him.
Not healthy.
No.
But I am going to.
But it's reasonable.
It's
like,
totally reasonable.
She's processing it.
Well, I think that I'm glad to see that she's come far enough to at least acknowledge that Joe is responsible
right.
for causing her
no.
and her family
and
pain.
And they bring that up. They're like, yeah. Like, back then, you couldn't acknowledge that.
At all.
Right.
And I think a big part of it was the fact that her mother passed so quickly after she
sure.
got out of prison. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, who wouldn't? If you're that close with your mother,
right.
and you felt like you were robbed
right.
this time from her because your idiot husband
mm-hmm.
did this, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's unfixable. Like, to me, that's deal breaker. Boom.
Right. It
so,
is, but they have kids, which is a whole nother
Yeah. She thing. Says that she thinks that Joe has tremendous guilt. I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And she says the lawyers are doing their best at the appeal. It's like nobody knows, and we may not know till the day of.
I know. He might go straight into ICE custody.
So Teresa's, you know, admits I'm still devoted to him, but at the same time, she doesn't see herself packing up and moving the kids, like, abroad if he gets deported.
Yeah. She didn't think it would be a good idea
yeah.
for the kids, and she probably wouldn't.
It doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. It doesn't make sense to start over. I can agree with that, Teresa, for sure.
So we have one more.
What? I didn't even write it down. Tell me what it is, Raquel.
No, one more episode.
Oh, thank God.
I'm
so done. I mean, this
Becky's literally falling asleep right here. Like, it's like, I can't talk about Teresa, Melissa, and Joe Gorga anymore.
I know. Let's move on to New York City.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. We've decided that we're going to do it.
We're going to do our best.
Well, we're going to do it for as long as we can.
We're going to hang in there.
Yeah, we're going to try to hang in there. If it seems like we're not getting a lot of positive response or feedback from that one, we'll probably cut it because we have to do real life.
We've got vacations to plan
and go on. Oh, my God. We have to go to the Bahamas. We have to go to Giovanni to pick out dresses while sipping champagne.
Yes.
So much we have to do.
Yes.
But please, please, please subscribe, rate, and review. Send us an email. Housewives@google.com.
Yes.
I said it again. @google.com.
Oh, my God.
@gmail.com. But yeah, we want to hear from you guys. We really do. And again, we've gotten a couple of really sweet things in the last couple of weeks. And
right.
we appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And thanks for listening. And we'll be back.
We'll be back next week. Until then, nobody puts me in a box unless it's a box of wine.
And I may mess this up, but I may think I'm always right because I always am.
We're so lame. All right. Thanks for listening.
Have
Bye.
A great week. Bye.